Hey, this is Goosehead Joe. Join me on Wednesdays for Come On Home, bringing you the people, news, and views that make Irvin, Ravenna, and Estill County Kentucky's hometown. We have great guests, great music, and a lot of fun. Tune in every Wednesday from 11 to 1. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, we are the Jenkins Twins.
And you are listening to Pick Up Country 104.9.
Get some.
I'm going home. I'm going home.
Good morning, Radio Land. We're coming to you live from the Colonel off of Cobb Hill. Nah, we're here in the Pickup Country 104.9 FM Irvin Studio. How the heck are you? This is Come On Home, bringing you the people, news, and views that make Irvin, Ravenna, and Estill County Kentucky's hometown. I'm your host, Goosehead Joe. I hope everybody out there is having an outstanding day, no matter what you're into or what it looks like where you are. We're happy to be here with you, and we appreciate you tuning in. We got a great show for you today. I've got a guest coming in who has been around Estill County for some time in quite a few different capacities. Got Mr. Randall Christopher, who is the interim superintendent for Estill County Schools. Of course, he's been around in different capacities with the school district for quite some time, but looking forward to seeing what he has to say. We got quite a few good tunes for you today, and of course, we've got the holidays and observances. It's a little bit wonky around here today, a little bit different than normal, but I hope you'll bear with us, and let's just roll right into it with a little Goose Creek Symphony. How you feel about that? Here's a couple cuts from Charlie and the Boys in the Band.
Down on the river, it sure gets lonely, lonely as that lonesome whippoorwill. Up on the hillside, the moon is shining, the boys are sitting round the moonshine still. Sometimes you hear a little music, the kind that thrills you to your soul. Sometimes bluegrass, sometimes it's brown grass, sometimes it's rock and roll. And it's also
won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. I worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? No, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until three. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. I work hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Minimum balance to open and maintain. Annual percentage yield is $500. A penalty will be imposed for early withdrawal. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here at Citizens Guaranty Bank, we always want you to be ahead of the curve. More than ever, it's important to have your money working for you. That's why we want you to be able to take advantage of this great new CD rate. Get a 14-month CD that pays 1.00% APY with interest compounded semi-annually. There's nothing like compounding interest when it's working for you. Stop by any of our convenient locations at Irvin, Richmond, Berea, or London. Citizens Guaranty Bank, a real hometown bank.
Hi, this is Dr. Tina Knopp with the White House Clinics. As your hometown dentist, I am proud to work at a clinic that offers you convenient, high-quality health care. We have some of the best providers in the area to care for your dental, medical, and pharmacy needs. With our convenient location at 30 Stacy Lane Road, it'll be an easy stop for you and your family. Call us today at 723-0665 to schedule appointments for your whole family.
Joining me in the studio now is the Interim Superintendent for Estill County Schools, Mr. Randall Christopher. Randall, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
All right. Well, wonderful. I know you've got, there's no telling how much you could talk about, but we're going to try to whittle it down here and learn a little bit more about what's going on with Estill County Schools. I know there's so many different things. Now, before we got started here, you did mention that there is an observance this month that you'd like to bring up.
Yes, January each year is Board Recognition Month. So for us, last night at our board meeting, I was really excited with our children. They brought different things, from letters to requests to gifts of drawings and things that they had done in the classroom, and brought those to the board meeting last night and to recognize each of our five school board members. And it was really a very, very nice, a good opportunity for our children to interact with our board. Our board members had the opportunity to interact with the kids. And it was really a nice moment that we could just honor our five board members and for their service. It's a tremendous opportunity for them to give to our community and just to be the overseers of our school system.
Right, right. And that's really neat. And I know that, would you like to give a shout out to the board members right now?
I sure would. We appreciate them very much. We've got a new board member in L.W. Beckley.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly welcome him on board. John Bicknell, Patty Hood. John was just reelected to a new term. Patty Hood has been a board member for several years, has done an outstanding job. We have a new vice chairperson in Amy Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And then our new chairman is Mr. Robbie Starling. So we're just very excited to work with those five. They have a multi-background of experience in areas that will be very vital for them when they make decisions on behalf of our kids. And I know each one of them, we talk about it a lot. We're here because we want to put kids first, and kids first is our most important thing.
And that's really the only healthy way that you could approach approach running a district, is just making sure that the kids always come first, don't you think?
Oh, without a doubt. For the board, for all of the administrative team, and for all the instructional staff, for all the bus drivers, the cooks, I've heard every one of them say that, you know, it's just all about seeing those smiling faces. Our bus drivers have the pleasure of being the first to see them in the morning and the last to see them in the afternoon. And they teach every year at that bus garage that, hey, they get to make the first impression with those youngsters every day because they see them first and they see them last.
That's a good point.
And it's a beautiful opportunity for us to just make a difference in a child's life.
And it's funny because when you just take that idea and apply it just to business in general, It's customer service, isn't it?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We spent about an hour this morning in a staff meeting, and one of the main areas that we discussed was customer service.
Because I'll be.
We want to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many times we can get caught up in our day-to-day activities. There's so many things to do anymore. It can be very complex. We look at test scores. We look at you look at your budgetary issues, and we kind of keep up with Frankfurt, and you keep up with the national scene, and we can get caught up in so much of our work that we forget that, you know, we're working for the community, and the people that we touch are those that come and touch us. So we want to make sure our customer service characteristics are beyond reproach. We want them to be top notch. So we want people to be involved. That's the most important thing that we, as an instructional program, can think about, is having our parents involved with their child's education.
Right.
Very, very important.
Well, and I know, of course, I have one child in the district. She's in second grade at this point. And just so far, you know, I don't have the full gamut of all grades. But so far, there has been so much information that has come home. All the opportunities that you have to get involved and how you could, I guess, extra instruction on, okay, how
right.
do you get involved with the kid at home to make sure that they're learning the way that they should and getting all of the knowledge that they need to be getting.
And you know, for a family like you and I, we've had the good fortune of being able to work with our children and provide that instruction. And then we have a lot of families that you know, their parents might have a father or someone that works late in the evenings.
Sure.
Works a different shift, doesn't have that opportunity to interact as fortunately as you and I may.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get into that kind of scenario, we have to be conscious of that because that certainly does affect what the parents can do with their child.
Sure.
And so we got to come up with suggestions, with ideas, with thoughts on how that parent can also be involved with that child's education. And sometimes it might be during the school day.
Right.
So we need to come up with activities and ideas and helps that allow that child and that parent to interact in a positive way. And that's what our Family Resource Centers work with. That's mm-hmm. what our administrators work on, our PTOs, how we can enhance that opportunity between the child and the parent and the school, because we're a team. We're not going to get anything accomplished when we don't involve everybody. Or I shouldn't say we're not going to get anything accomplished. Probably what we're not going to be able to do is accomplish as great as what we should have.
Right.
I had a dear friend that was once a boss of mine, and he had a great saying that he taught me that I've never forgotten. Being an old ball coach, particularly with my own kids and with the opportunities to coach in the school system, we always said, you want to be good? Well, yeah, everybody wants to be a good player.
Sure.
He'd come back and he said, well, you know, that's all right. That's a nice thing. But he said, hey, how about this? Would you rather be better? Well, you know, we all get excited. Yeah, I'd like to be better than Powell County, or better than Lee County or Clark County or Montgomery County. And they said, well, that's good too. But then he brought us to that point of all of our lives, and he said, good is good, better is nice too. But the whole point of all of our lives is that we be the best
right.
that we can be. So in order to be that best, we have to involve everybody.
Sure.
And that's what it takes. It takes that community to raise a child.
Right, right. Well, and it really is a tall order, just thinking about each family is so completely different. You know, you were talking about, you know, and we are fortunate, and which you don't have to deal with it too much anymore, but to be able to see the kids in the evening. But even beyond that, with the single parent households mm-hmm. and grandparents raising grandkids and aunts and uncles and just the different situations and trying to find ways to make it accessible to everybody.
Oh, and you're right on with your thoughts about the extended family.
Mm-hmm.
The traditional family of having the mom and the dad and the brothers and sisters all under one roof, while that's still very prevalent and thankfully so,
sure.
But we still have a lot of families out there to where, like you say, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, or other extended family folks are mm-hmm. raising these children. And it is important for us as a school system to reach out to them and for us to understand those needs and help with those needs and offering opportunities that we can come in and say, hey, you know, let us be a helpmate, because that's what it's all about. We have to be together and be of one accord. Everything is accomplished so much better when we have unity.
Right.
And if there's one thing that we really want to stress is we want that unity.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that. We talk about it at church. We talk about it in our business and community meetings
mm-hmm.
Throughout our own community, that we want harmony and unity amongst all of our agencies here in Estill County, and the school system certainly wants to be a partner in that.
Right. Well, that was very well said. Good job.
Thank you. Well, it's the truth. It comes honestly, and part of some of the conversation we had this morning with all of our staff
mm-hmm.
That's the conversation we had. That's what we've got to build upon, and that's where our customer service skills come in, and that's what's going to make the best possible scenario for our children.
Right. Very cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about you. You're no stranger to the education world. How long you been at this gig now?
This will be 31 years.
31 years. Wow.
It's been a great opportunity for me in my life. Started at West Irvin,
mm-hmm.
Moved over to Estill Springs when that building opened up. Had a great opportunity to go be a school administrator in a couple of rural schools in Clark County. Was reviewing that just a little bit. I know when I had the opportunity to go to Trap and Pilot View, both of those schools, you know, test scores is very important.
Sure.
It was important back then. It always has been. And we were very fortunate, had a great staff. And what really turned things around at both of those schools was the people themselves. Met with them constantly. We encouraged them to come and share with them a few times in the evening. We talked about things. We just opened our heart up and said, hey, you know, we're all in this together. And with that process, slowly but surely every year our test scores really just skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
And we had kids that were just making tremendous strides. And I have letters, notes. I see kids that now are doing all kinds of things.
Sure.
And it's really rewarding for that. And I see some of my staff that we had there. A lot of them are retired now.
Mm-hmm.
And we go back and we talk about how hard we worked because it was a lot of effort. But then once you got the train rolling on the right track, everything just seemed to fall into pieces the way it should. And it made life a lot simpler. You just had to do the job.
Right.
And that was a really good moment. So, you know, I've had a really wonderful time in education. Without a doubt, it's I value it at the utmost high. My family has been very involved in education as well. I've been working as an assistant here in Estill County for several years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of focus in my past has been on our buildings. I think you and I were just kind of chit-chatting there a little bit earlier, and I think one of the great things that we as a community should be so proud of is our school buildings.
Oh, yeah.
We've made a lot of progress, and it's not cost us as a community anything extra.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to use all of our bonding potential, which is supplied by the state. We've written a lot of grants. We've used things like bonds. Some of them are called Build America bonds. Some of them are called QZAB bonds or Qualified Zone Academy bonds. I know we kind of get into a lot of terminology there, but just for us as a general public, these bonds cost us nothing as a community.
Right.
And I think it's been very good for us. We've made a tremendous improvement at the high school.
Definitely.
One of the greatest things, and Joe, I know we were talking there about what we infamously used to call it the pit.
Right.
You know, we were able to build four really nice science rooms there.
Mm-hmm.
A great chemistry lab that I know Greg Horn is so proud of, and he utilizes it to the utmost. He just does a great job with that. Two more science rooms upstairs, a science room downstairs for the freshmen. We have a wonderful, of course, I used to call it home ec, and now it's called Family and Consumer Sciences, but it's a beautiful, beautiful facility there that Ms. Anders works with. And then we also built a really large technology room.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. There's over 50 computers in there, and it's a great place our kids can come, and we can proficiently and sufficiently supply them with a lot of opportunities there.
And I've had the opportunity to be in several of those rooms and several times actually in the computer lab. And it really is impressive how you can get everything connected together. You get all the kids on the same page at the same time, and then they can go forth with their assignments individually.
Yes.
But it really is impressive. And, you know, and me coming all the way through Estill County schools growing up, I mean, now I realize technology changes and that kind of thing, but just the application of the technology seems to be on just a different level than it ever was before.
Yeah, technology is just huge in all of our lives today.
Right.
From the what used to be called a cell phone, which now I don't even know that we can call it a cell phone.
Right.
They're called so many different names now, to iPads. You know, we control so much of our life
mm-hmm.
with emails, text messaging, Twitter, Facebook, all the social media. And then we conduct a lot of our business, you know, with those devices today. So it's certainly something to get our kids career ready and after post education ready. We certainly need to get them involved in technology. Now, it's like anything. It's not all inclusive. Not everybody
sure.
is a technology person. but a lot of us, it will touch a lot of our lives. And so it's certainly a component that we stress very highly.
Sure.
And then saying that, you know, one of the things that we've done the last several years, we're one of the very few districts in the state of Kentucky that has smart boards in every classroom that we provide instruction.
That's impressive.
We have focused, that's been a focus, a component of our district facility plan, and we've utilized that greatly. And we're one of the very few that can say we have an a smart board in every one of our instructional classrooms.
That's crazy.
It is. And I go in there and I start tinkering with one, and I think, wow.
Yeah. Well, they use like black magic to operate. I still don't get them.
You know, I'm thinking back in the days when I was teaching science or something of that nature, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, I had to go get the film strip projector.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have teachers today, these young teachers, they'll say, what?
Right.
What's a film strip projector, Mr. Christopher? And I'm thinking, oh, no. You know, we valued the KET programs. You know, I had to make sure I taped Mr. Right. Science, you know, and so I could show that show back. And it's like now you can see it live.
Oh, yeah. You bring up on the board, you can bring up YouTube and play it right there.
Play it right there.
It's crazy.
It is really crazy.
Yeah, and I've had to make a few presentations at the high school with a smart board, and I had no idea. And actually, I did one at West Irvin, and the kids were really laughing at me because I was having a hard time making it do what it needed to, just because I'm past that. I'm older than that, I guess.
You're right. It could pass us by quickly.
It could.
I solicit the help of the youngers when it's my turn.
That's what I always tell folks in community work, is when they have trouble figuring out how to do anything technology, you know, find a high school kid.
That's right. Anymore, I can even go down to the elementary level.
Find a six-year-old.
That's right. They can point me in the right direction.
That's cool. It really is, and it's neat. And to be able to, as a district, kind of grasp that idea and carry it forward from an entire community standpoint. That's mm-hmm. just, it's really impressive.
It is. I can remember, and I don't know, Joe, you might not remember, on Main Street, this has been when EDA maybe began its organization, and we had one room set back in the back
mm-hmm.
that we... what's it called when we could show live?
The teleconference.
The teleconference.
Yes.
I don't know if you were there. Remember
I
that?
I wasn't. I was actually a freshman or sophomore in high school at the time.
Yeah. Showing my age there. Wow.
But I've seen the bills and all that stuff through the files.
And I remember when that was tremendous.
It was a big deal.
The hospital, I remember, came down
yeah.
and we talked to some doctors. I remember we brought some of our children in, and they were able to communicate with some classrooms in other states.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that was awesome.
Sure. And now you can do it in every classroom.
We can do it anywhere you want to.
That hadn't been that long ago. That's the crazy part. Well, Randall, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and chat for a few more minutes. Stay with us. You're listening to Come On Home.
More country weather.
On your Wednesday, sunny with a high near 37. On your Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. On your Thursday, rain likely with a high near 46. On your Thursday night, chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 29. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17.
At Citizens Guaranteed Bank, we believe in second chances, and that's why we offer the Clean Slate Checking Account. This checking account is our way of offering you a fresh start if you have a less than perfect financial track record. We all make mistakes, and at Citizens Guaranteed Bank, we have solutions. Open this account today and get on the road to your financial recovery. Stop by any of our six convenient locations. Citizens Guaranteed Bank, a real community bank. Citizens Guaranteed Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Qualifications and rules may apply. See institution for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Tina Knopp with the White House Clinics. As your hometown dentist, I am proud to work at a clinic that offers you convenient, high-quality health care. We have some of the best providers in the area to care for your dental, medical, and pharmacy needs. With our convenient location at 30 Stacy Lane Road, it'll be an easy stop for you and your family. Call us today at 723-0665 to schedule appointments for your whole family.
Coyote Free. Pickup Country. 104.9 WSKV.
Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Again, I'm being joined in the studio by interim Estill County School Superintendent Randall Christopher. Now, you told us a few minutes ago you were a teacher for a long time before you moved into administration. Kind of seeing it from two different angles, I know that that instruction has to be a lot different than it used to be.
Wow, and that certainly is the case. I made a statement this morning. I said if I could go back into the classroom after being a principal and being an assistant superintendent and observing all of the wonderful teaching ideas that I've had the opportunity to see in my career,
mm-hmm.
Wow, I know without a shadow of a doubt I would be a better teacher. And what I've done through times and what we all do as good administrators is when we see those good things going on in that classroom, we got to share.
Sure.
And that was part of our focus this morning and part of our staff meeting that we discussed is that we want to share those good things. Let's not hide them. Let's be very productive with them. Let's get them out so that other people can utilize it. Because we all have our good, bad, and ugly, I guess I could say.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with me picking up a great idea from Goosehead Joe and taking it out here and utilizing it.
Right.
Because that's what it's all about, getting the best that we can from whoever and using that.
Help more kids.
Amen.
Yeah.
And our test scores, hopefully that's going to reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to reflect that progress. And I want all of our parents and our guardians to really focus in on where your child is achieving. The expectation should be high. Let's not accept anything less than the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to hold ourselves accountable for that. I have to as superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Our building level principals must do the same, as well as our teachers. We all must hold ourselves accountable to doing our very best to get our kids to be their very best. And test scores matter. Achievement matters. And sometimes it's just not all about test scores. It's all about progress.
Right.
So we're really working hard on that. We want to emphasize that, particularly here now. And amazingly, snow has been kinder to us this winter.
Yes, and, so far.
So far, knock on wood. I know when I put out our first, no longer we call it the bird alert. I understand on Facebook that they started a poll on how they're going to start renaming this thing. I'm going to leave that to somebody else other than myself. But thankfully, we've not had many of those at this point. And so it's really a good time for us to dig in because it's a long haul between now and spring break.
It sure is.
And it's a great time. You know, we were just reviewing, and our attendance has really been very good thus far. Dickie Arthur, our new DPP, has been watching it every day. And even with our 94% attendance rate,
mm-hmm.
This is an astounding fact. And 94% is really good. Our goal is 95.
Okay.
The state average is lower than that. So we've really been very fortunate. We're still in the 93-33, 93-54. We look at it every day. Actually, we look at it three times a day because as kids come in, we encourage parents, even if they don't get there, if they have a doctor's appointment or something,
mm-hmm.
come on in. Because one of the things that we see, we've got a new little program that we're utilizing, is even with our great attendance, we still, with the absentee that we've had thus far, have lost 76,000 hours of instruction.
Wow. Now, when you put it that way, it really kind of hits home.
That's right. It's scary. It's really scary. So I hope everybody understands why we call and we say, hey, I'm sorry to hear that they're sick today. Thank you for letting us know. And just that we're constantly updating and working on that. We've had great attendance. Because, it's pretty hard to get 100%.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But when you see that even with our good attendance record thus far, how many hours we've lost of instruction, it's really, it kind of alarms you. It set me back.
Sure.
When I realized that. So it will affect student achievement.
Definitely.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And so, it's nothing better than that classroom instruction that's going to go on right then. Now, we try to do everything we can to have very quality makeup work and makeup time and let that child catch up. But it certainly it does put a that put alarm on us, and so we want to look at that. We've been looking at some alternative ways of providing this makeup work. Things like you mentioned a while ago, YouTube, online videos, online instructional opportunities that our staff might be putting together. So we're working on that right now, so that we can help in, our parents and in the evening or maybe during the day if that child's out sick, that they might be able to pull something up off Blackboard or something that we have created,
right,
and they can get that classroom instruction.
I can only imagine. I mean, just thinking about, even with the, of course, my daughter's in second grade, so it's not too awful advanced, but the way that they're supposed to do certain problems in math is different than how I learned and how I do it. So when I can teach her how to get the right answer, but when she needs to show her work and they do it differently, it would be amazing if there were a YouTube video where I could watch her teacher actually, okay, this is how we do it. Okay, now I get it.
Yes.
Because as she has just learned it that day, she can't explain to me how to do the operation. So that would be such a huge help.
Well, multiplication is still multiplication.
That's right.
Figuring out square footage is still figuring out square footage. That formula has not changed,
right,
whether it's volume, whether what area, whatever it is. The formulas are the same. What through time, what the educational gurus have really been working on is try to help more people be able to understand it in a quicker way, mm-hmm, so that we can move on. Now, I think that works well, but sometimes there's nothing like just good old-fashioned sit down and figuring out hard work.
And, amen.
And that, I feel like, is sometimes things go in circle.
Yeah.
Well, we may have circled that wagon, and we may be coming back to that point to where sometimes it's just good old-fashioned sit down. We got to figure it out. We got to know our multiplication tables.
Yep.
I know calculators are dime a dozen. They're on our phones. They're on our watches.
Yep.
They're everywhere. But you still have to understand what to put in there in order to get the correct answer. And that's something we're really working hard on. So you're exactly right. That's something that we're just we're working on, experimenting with, and we've got a couple staff members that have volunteered to initiate that program. So, you know, it's not something we might can get going immediately, but 3 years from now, we might have a really nice video library.
That's so
cool.
That would
be really nice.
And that's, and the strange thing about that, something like that is a selling point for our entire community.
Without a doubt. And what it does, it keeps us fresh, too. It keeps us thinking, how else can we reach some of the opportunities to teach children and to keep them progressing? And it doesn't even have to be for a makeup work. This might even be for that child that wants to go on and beyond.
That's true.
Everyday classroom.
Yeah.
It might be that child that says, hey, I want to learn more. And, you know, there are some that just at times they just absorb everything.
Right.
They're just fired up and they're excited about something, concept. They may have created a career of oceanography, or they may be wanting to go out and get into being an attorney or being a doctor or being a chemist or whatever that might be. And this is an opportunity for them to go on and beyond and explore and start learning some of those things at their rate. And that's what that's the nice thing about it. Now, Goosehead Joe, he can probably go through here a little quicker than old Randall here, and that's okay. 2 months from now, old Randall might catch up with him.
Right.
And that's the way it works. And certainly we know that boys and girls learn at different levels and have different interests. And all that is good, and that's where we got to put it all together and tie it all in together to make it the best for that individual child. And that's where our teachers focus today.
Well, and then you, there's a, what is it, an individualized learning plan?
Yeah, that IEP.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was close.
You got it. That's right. An individual educational plan.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, those really focus on our special needs children,
mm-hmm,
but also our gifted children have a similar plan. every child. Was talking to Mr. Click at the high school. He does a really good job with the program out there that he monitors student progress individually. And he's got there's a program out there that he utilizes for that. So it's very important that we keep everybody focused on learning. And it's got to have a good moment, too. You got to have a little smile every now and again. You got to have that little relaxed moment. You got to have that opportunity to kind of let your hair down a little bit and say, sure. Hey, let's take a break here and let's take a breath. And, all right, we're ready to go back at it again.
Right. Well, and, I mean, setting goals, and when you accomplish those goals, you got to stop and celebrate for a minute.
Amen. That's right.
Because otherwise you kind of get beat down.
Yeah. Yes. You know, during the Christmas break, one of our local vendors called me and said, hey, can you let me in over at West Irvin? I said, sure, give me a minute. I believe it was Christmas Eve. I think we were fixing to eat some dinner. And I said, well, give me just a minute and I'll get over there. And I went over and let them in. And the whole point was West Irvin was changing its goal, which at once was 55. They achieved 60 point something.
Mm-hmm.
Now their goal is 75. And he was there to just change that decal so that instead of strive for 55, mm-hmm. now it's striving for 75.
Wow.
And so really good lofty goals, and that's what it's all about.
Sure. That's amazing. Well, now, and we're about to run out of time. You're going to have to come back every week, and we're just going to talk for 2 hours. we're talking about celebrating a little bit, and one of the things that we'd actually talked about this a few minutes ago off the air was there is a conscious effort among the district to work more on communication and try to reach out more into the community and get folks involved. I was contacted as one of the participants just to give feedback on, you know, well, how well do you think we're doing this? There, what could be improved here? There are going to be surveys going home sometime down the line, not actually pretty soon, I think, to get feedback from parents, to get feedback from other folks who don't have kids in the district. But a big part about the conversation that we had was we need to get the good news that's going on in the district out to as many people as possible. So I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the great things that are going on.
Oh, and thank you for that question, because that's really a golden opportunity. And I wish I could had just sat down and just started listing, because I don't want to forget anything, because I probably could do the whole show just listing those things.
I'll have you back. Don't worry.
But it is important. We want to emphasize again, this is Estill County's school district.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to us, the community. The good and the not so good things and the hard work, it's everybody. It doesn't include just a few. It's everybody is inclusive in this. So one of the things we've done is created a community organization, a group, and the purpose of that is to create a good customer relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We want our community folks to know what we're doing. And so we've got so many good things. And a lot of times we hear about athletics.
Sure.
Athletics are great. I love athletics. Been an athletic guy all my life, and I love athletics. But that's just a portion. We've got some of the most outstanding academic teams. Our academic teams continually do well in our district, in our region, and in state competition.
Mm-hmm.
We've got things like FCCLA, FBLA. Just look at our band program.
Right.
What a job, Jason, and the children and students that are involved in our band. What a great year they had. And I know for the last several years, the goal was set up way out there, back several years ago, to reach the finals.
That's right.
And they made it.
Took a lot of work.
That's exactly right. It didn't. Every year they had those hopes, and boom, something, they didn't quite make it.
Right.
Then again, they come back the next year. Hey, we have this. We're going to make it this year. Man, they go just a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year, they went all the way. And that's a great example of some of the good things that are happening, and what happens when you set lofty goals and you have great people that are trying to achieve them. And to me, you can't get a better a better example of some of the good things. You know, another little small thing that we've talked about, just had notification this morning. Several of our buildings are Energy Star qualified buildings. Basically, and this is just kind of an internal thing that we do. We must submit all of our utility bills every year from all of our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, the state compares, does a little calculation.
Sure.
We've always been in the top 50 since they started this, and there's 173 districts that participate. And this year we moved up to 41st, a 51 index, and that means we're just a few points away of being the number one energy efficient district in the state of Kentucky. And I think that's just super.
That's amazing.
That saves us dollars. That means we're being conservative. I don't think we have anybody that's complaining that they're too cold or too hot.
Right.
We're just being conscientious about it. And that's just another accolade that our school system is doing a really good job of. So I know that there's some things that we want to improve upon. And we invite our public to share with us, to say, hey, you know, here's something I'd like to see something get going on. And that's what these surveys are for, and we invite you to share with us on that. And I know we're doing a lot of really wonderful things that our community can be proud of. And that's the most important thing that I would really like to say today. We have a vast majority of wonderful things happening in Estill County Schools. And the most important thing are those approximately 2,400 little children that come to us every day ready to learn. They deserve to be given the greatest of accolades. And for them, we're very proud of. Our staff does a great job. And we want to not only do it a good job, we want to be the best. And so that's what we're striving for.
You're starting to get me a little fired up here, Randall.
Well, that's good. We want everybody to be fired up. Expectations and responsibility and accountability. That's our words that we're really
right.
Focusing on.
That's amazing. And I really feel like that's a good place to wind up, because you can't get any higher than that.
Well, you're probably right. But we do appreciate it. And I really thank you for this opportunity to be here. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. It's a great opportunity for us as a community to talk about things. I have nothing but just really very – this is another good example of how Estill County is staying on top, is the things like this right here. It's a great show, great opportunity.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And we're definitely we'll have you back. We'll have – I'm sure there are more than a couple – folks doing great things in the district that you'd like to tap and let them tell their story and other good things that are going on and where we're heading next.
I would love to be able to share many of our staff with us, and I think that'd be a great opportunity. Thank
you,
Joe.
Well, Randall, thank you so much. I know your phone's been buzzing the whole time. You're a very busy man, and I can't wait to have you back again.
Thank you. Have a great one.
All right, you too. All right, thank you very much. This has been Randall Christopher, the superintendent of Estill County Schools. So hang with us. You're listening to Come On Home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bill, where are we going?
We're trying to find my ATM.
We just passed an ATM.
But that's not my ATM. I lose $4 if it's not my ATM.
Make any ATM your ATM. Introducing the new free Kasasa checking with monthly rewards like cash and ATM fees back in your pocket. Visit mycgb.com to go Kasasa today with Citizens Guarantee Bank, a real community bank.
Citizens Guarantee Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Qualifications and rules may apply. See institution for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Tina Knopp with the White House Clinics. As your hometown dentist, I am proud to work at a clinic that offers you convenient, high-quality health care. We have some of the best providers in the area to care for your dental, medical, and pharmacy needs. With our convenient location at 30 Stacy Lane Road, it'll be an easy stop for you and your family. Call us today at 723-0665 to schedule appointments for your whole family.
that's not Chaloux. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. And the strong seem to get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. And when you got money, you got lots of friends. Crowding round your door. When the money's gone and all your spending is, they won't be round anymore. No, no, no. And rich relations may give you a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Got my own.
got to have his own girl.
Don't you never let no woman.
Hey, this is Goosehead Joe. Join me on Wednesdays for Come On Home, bringing you the people, news, and views that make Irvin, Ravenna, and Estill County Kentucky's hometown. We have great guests, great music, and a lot of fun. Tune in every Wednesday from 11 to 1. You'll be glad you did.
You won't find any coyotes here, because this is Pickup Country, 104.9 WSKV.
Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. It is that time of the show when I get to tell you about the holidays and observances for this week of January 28th to February 3rd. So, I tell you, it's hard for me to believe that we've already gotten to the end of January. And, man, it's just... Yeah, you think you always say slower than Christmas. Well, it seems like Christmas was forever ago at this point, but at the same time, it's like it was yesterday. But we are about to roll into February, and there are a few good monthly observances for February. February is Grapefruit Month. Grapefruit Month. I've never been a fan of the sour... prickly grapefruit, but some of you out there may be. February is a month for you to celebrate that. This one's kind of cool. It is International Expect Success Month. Expect success. One of those things almost like you'd hear a coach giving a motivational speech or something along those lines, but why not? You know, I mean, don't just halfway do something. Expect success. Go into an endeavor, whatever it might be, just expecting that everything is going to go well and turn out right. It may not always be the best that it could be. Some, you know, hiccups and bumps in the road and what have you, but expect success going into it. I like that. I think I'm going to celebrate that in February. February is also Library Lovers Month, so this is a shout-out to my good friend Katie Moores. She is definitely labeled as a library lover. And we do have an outstanding public library here in Estill County, and I would encourage you to use that observance as an excuse to go down and check them out and see all of the new services that they have to offer down there, because if you haven't been in several years, you're going to be amazed at everything that they have for you to check out. February is also National Cherry Month. Now, I've always been a big fan of the cherry flavoring. I like the cherry milkshakes, cherry ice cream. I'm the guy that you give me a bowl of vanilla ice cream, I want the whipped cream on there and then dump half of a jar of maraschino cherries on it. Nothing better as far as I'm concerned. Chocolate covered cherries, man, this is getting me hungry. So, but February is the month to celebrate the cherry in the United States. It's also National Hot Breakfast Month. I'm all about that. Now, I'm not a huge breakfast person, but I enjoy breakfast for supper quite a bit, especially you get those sausage links and, oh, man, yeah, it's a good stack of pancakes. Enjoy that hot breakfast, even if it's not during breakfast time. It is National Weddings Month. Now, I think that's kind of strange. I don't know if that's all about having a wedding in February. I figure it's more about this is the time when everybody's planning those weddings and getting ready for the spring and summer when you can have everything outside and that kind of deal. So regardless, it's National Weddings Month, and I'm sure that was picked by somebody that stands to make money off of it. This is another one of those motivational things. February is Plant the Seeds of Greatness Month. That's a little bit lofty, but plant the seeds of greatness. I guess, you know, whether you're trying to motivate or inspire your children or kids of any sort, or you got a big idea, well, why not just talk to some folks about it and plant those seeds of greatness about how you're going to expect success. Ah, you see what I did there? This one's kind of weird. February is Pull Your Sofa Off the Wall Month. I'm not really sure, again, what that's supposed to exactly mean, but I'm guessing scoot your furniture away from the wall and clean behind it. That would be, that's what my wife would think it means. Definitely. But this is a good one. It's Return Shopping Carts to the Supermarket Month. Now, I don't know if that means that you stole a buggy, or maybe it just means you need to walk a little bit farther and... take your buggy back to the store. But if you're harboring an illegal buggy, get that back to the grocery store. This one is really good and near and dear to my heart. February is Youth Leadership Month. I'm all about trying to develop the leadership capabilities and the engagement of young people in our communities, and I feel like we can never do enough to encourage our younger folks to get more involved and learn how to learn how to be a better leader, to lead the community, because our young people are the ones that have to rise up and take control. So there you go, Youth Leadership Month in February. And then on the other side of the spectrum, February is also Spunky Old Broads Month. Now, I happen to know a spunky old broad. She's actually been a guest on the show. My grandmother, Joy Spicer, she would definitely be categorized, and any of you who know her would agree with this 100%. She is definitely a spunky old broad. And I'm sure, Nan, as you're listening, you appreciate me saying that. a couple weekly observances I wanted to mention. And these go from the 1st to the 7th, because I'm in the middle of the week, so it kind of messes me up. But it is Just Say No to PowerPoint Week. Now, if any of you have ever been to a business meeting where there is a long and drawn-out PowerPoint presentation, you know why this exists. Especially people who make a PowerPoint with a bunch of content on it, and then they read what's on the PowerPoint. Why bother being in the meeting and sitting there listening to you read to me like I'm in kindergarten? Just print it out and give it to me and don't even say anything. Regardless, say no. Just say no to PowerPoints. And this one's kind of cool. It is Solo Diners Eat Out Weekend. I'm guessing that is this coming weekend. Solo Diners. So, don't be afraid. And I'm guilty of this too, as far as a sit-down restaurant. You have a few minutes. You need to run out and get lunch. And you don't want to go in and sit down by yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Go in there, take pride in your soloness, pick your favorite restaurant, and go hang out. Go sit down by yourself. Enjoy the solitude, the peace and quiet. If you have little kids, you'll definitely appreciate it. For those of you who enjoy reading, take your book with you. If you're a techophile like I am, take your cell phone or your tablet or whatever and play Angry Birds or whatever it is you like to do. But go in there by yourself with your head held high and order the biggest plate of whatever you want that you can imagine. And you have nobody at the table to judge you. So this weekend, go out and eat by yourself. Okay, let's move on to the daily holidays here. A very special holiday, I guess, or observance today, January 28th, 1812, the city of Irvine was founded. Happy birthday to Irvine. 203 years old today, and I tell you, for a 203-year-old lady, she looks daggone good. Of course, Estill County founded in 1808 and named after Captain James Estill. At first, the center of town was called Estill Courthouse. 4 years later, they decided to found a proper city. And City of Irvine was founded in 1812, named after Colonel William Irvine, who actually was a friend and confidant of James Estill, along with Joseph Proctor. And, of course, Joseph Proctor actually settled here in Irvine. And the bypass around Irvine is named for Joseph Proctor. So happy birthday to Irvine. 203 years old. Very, very nice. Okay, nationwide. It is National Kazoo Day. Again, if you have little kids, you're going to have a different opinion of kazoos than your average person. But it is National Kazoo Day for all of you kazooers out there. Enjoy. Throughout history, back in 1959, Vince Lombardi, hired as the coach of the Green Bay Packers, thought by many to be one of the greatest coaches of in NFL history, football history. In 1985, American recording artists gathered together to record We Are the World. I remember it well. I had the single on cassette. I'm not going to lie. We are the world. I'll spare you. Anyhow, a little bit more somber. On this day in 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded. I remember that well. Actually, I was at West Irvin Elementary, and we were watching the Space Shuttle launch, and I actually got to see that explode. So, yeah, it was a terrible, terrible tragedy, and we actually have another one this week to talk about in a minute. But awful. It was a sad day for the United States, definitely. A few celebrity birthdays. Today, actor Elijah Wood is 33. Singer Sarah McLachlan is 46. And if you don't know who she is, she does that In the Arms of an Angel during the sad puppy commercial, wanting you to send money to the nonprofit to support rescuing the dogs. Yeah, that's her. And then actor Alan Alda is 78. You may remember him from MASH. You might remember him from The West Wing. He's been on a lot of different things. Great, great actor. Happy birthday. Tomorrow, Thursday, January 29th, it is Free Thinkers Day. So this is definitely a shout-out to Nivra Lainhart. She is the freest thinker that I know. Celebrate, enjoy it, relish it, wrap up in it. If you're a free thinker, tomorrow is your day. And then for those of you who aren't free thinkers, it is also National Puzzle Day. I'd imagine that if you're thinking too freely, you have a hard time putting the puzzles together. But a day to dump out one of those 10,000-piece puzzles and put it together. And if you don't like either one of those people, tomorrow's also Curmudgeon's Day. So if you're just a hateful old curmudgeon, tomorrow also is your day. So pretty much all sides of the spectrum there. Throughout history, back in 1845, The Raven is published. Of course, the most famous poem by Edgar Allan Poe, who was a tortured and macabre poet, but is beloved in Baltimore so much that they named their football team after this poem. Then in 1936, the U.S. Baseball Hall of Fame elected its first members. And I know you probably think it was Babe Ruth that was the top vote getter. No, it was Ty Cobb. The first five, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson. I've heard of four of them, and Walter Johnson I've never heard of, so I need to do my homework. Moving on to, I've got birthdays. The big birthdays. Okay, singer and American Idol star Adam Lambert is 32. Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I. himself, is 69, and I bet this is going to be a humdinger of a party on a giant boat. Tomorrow, Oprah Winfrey is 60. That's a big birthday, and I guarantee you that she is living it up right. So, anyhow, happy birthday to you folks. On Friday, January 30th, it is Fun at Work Day, so if you're hanging out at the office, make sure to have some fun, no doubt about it. Throughout history, back in 1920, Japan's Mazda Auto Corporation was founded, of course now part of Ford Motor Company. In 1933, the Lone Ranger debuted on Detroit radio, so that was the beginning of an empire. Back in 1882, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was born. In 1933, Adolf Hitler was named Chancellor of Germany, and that pretty much set off his rise to power. In 1994, Dan Jansen skated a world record 500 meters in speed skating there. Long track speed skating, I guess they call it. A few birthdays. Christian Bale, great actor, is 40. Singer Phil Collins is 63. Actor and just grisly guy Gene Hackman is 84. And former Vice President Dick Cheney is 73. So happy birthday to those folks. Going on to Saturday, January 31st, it is National Seed Swap Day. So if you've got your got maybe some heirloom seeds or something like that, there should be a seed swap close by that you could go check out and swap out with other folks. And this one's kind of neat. It is Appreciate Your Social Security Check Day. So, and yeah, if you're getting one, please appreciate it, because by the time I get there, they probably won't have them. Throughout history, back in 1865, the House passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, of course, abolishing slavery in the United States. In 1971, Apollo 14 departed for the moon. Of course, we've all heard of Apollo 13 and all the trouble they had. But Apollo 14 made it up there. It was the third moon landing, and Alan Shepard was on board this one. Of course, he was the first American in space, and then he became the fifth man to walk on the moon. So, kind of cool. And then in 1990, of course, communism, the Iron Curtain had about fallen at that point, and the Soviet Union was definitely almost through. But the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union on January 31st, 1990. So kind of neat. Birthdays. Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line is 27. The man who brought sexy back, Justin Timberlake, is 33. And the man who he had sexy before it left, Nolan Ryan, great, great pitcher, is 67 on Saturday. So happy birthday. Sunday, February 1st, a new month. It is Car Insurance Day, and I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Either get your car insurance, celebrate that you have it, go out and use it. I don't know, but that's what it's called. It is Change Your Password Day. That's easier said than done, I know, but February 1st is supposed to be the day that you go in and change your password and use those special characters and capital letters and lowercase letters and all that so nobody hacks you and steals your identity. It is also G.I. Joe Day. So, celebrating the great action figure and now movie franchise. It is Popcorn Day, which is supposed to be always on Super Bowl Sunday. And, of course, it is Super Bowl 49, XLIX. So, I will be watching and enjoying, and I hope you are too. Throughout history, the first session of the Supreme Court was held, the U.S. Supreme Court, back in 1790. In 1884, the Oxford English Dictionary debuted for the first time. In 1887, Hollywood was officially registered. It was actually supposed to be a teetotaler Christian village by the fellow that founded it. Of course, it went way the other direction. but yeah, so Hollywood was officially on the books in L.A. back in 1887. And then, of course, in 2003, the Space Shuttle Columbia mission ended in disaster. It broke up on reentry, trying to land, broke up over Texas, and again, another terrible tragedy for the United States and, of course, for NASA. A few birthdays. One Direction member, Harry Styles, turns 20 on Sunday. Actor Pauly Shore turns 46. The Weasel, and then half of the Everly Brothers, Don Everly, and of course Kentucky native, is 77 on Sunday, so happy birthday. Monday, February 2nd, it is Groundhog Day. If you don't know, the first Groundhog Day was held in 1887, kind of neat. And this is funny too, it's also Hedgehog Day. Yeah, so anyway, tell me the difference. It is Sled Dog Day. We don't have many of those around here, but I've seen dogs around here that are big enough to pull a sled. And it is World Play Your Ukulele Day. And that one is for Mr. Jason Bowles, the only man I know who regularly plays ukulele. And also to Roger Bowles, because he's the one that taught him. Throughout history, I got a couple here. Back in 1803, Confederate General Albert Sidney Johnston was born. He was one of the greats for the South in the Civil War. And back in 1876, the National League of Baseball was founded. And for those of you who don't know, the National League had 8 original members: the Boston Red Stockings, that are now the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago White Stockings, that are now the Chicago Cubs, the Cincinnati Red Stockings, of course we know who that is, the Hartford Dark Blues, the Louisville Grays, Mutual of New York, the Philadelphia Athletics, and the St. Louis Brown Stockings. Very interesting, I found that. Kind of cool. Okay, a few birthdays. Shakira is 37. Christy Brinkley is 60, which blew my mind. The Yo-Yo Man himself, half of the Smothers Brothers, Tommy Smothers, is 77. And then for those geeks out there, if you watch Star Trek The Next Generation, Brent Spiner is 65, and of course, that is Data. Okay, to finish us out, Tuesday, February 3rd, the one I've got here is the New England Patriots won their first Super Bowl back in 2002. Yeah, wah, wah. I'm not a big Patriots fan. And, of course, February 3rd is also the day the music died. That is the day that the plane went down. Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and JP, the Big Bopper Richardson, died in a plane crash in Iowa. So that was a sad, sad day in music history. A few birthdays there. Rebel Wilson, the actress and comedian, is 28. Actor Nathan Lane is 58. And this one's really cool. Dr. Henry Heimlich, creator of the Heimlich Maneuver, turns 94 on Tuesday. So happy birthday to those folks. I hope you found some reason in that whole mess to celebrate a holiday or observance or somebody's birthday in the coming week. So stay there. Don't touch that dial. Hang right with us. This is Come On Home.
More country weather.
On your Wednesday, sunny with a high near 37. On your Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. On your Thursday, rain likely with a high near 46. On your Thursday night, chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 29. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17.
Minimum balance to open and maintain. Annual percentage yield is $500. A penalty will be imposed for early withdrawal. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here at Citizens Guarantee Bank, we always want you to be ahead of the curve. More than ever, it's important to have your money working for you. That's why we want you to be able to take advantage of this great new CD rate. Get a 14-month CD that pays 1.00% APY with interest compounded semi-annually. There's nothing like compounding interest when it's working for you. Stop by any of our convenient locations at Irvin, Richmond, Berea, or London. Citizens Guarantee Bank, a real hometown bank.
Hi, this is Dr. Tina Knopp with the White House Clinics. As your hometown dentist, I am proud to work at a clinic that offers you convenient, high-quality health care. We have some of the best providers in the area to care for your dental, medical, and pharmacy needs. With our convenient location at 30 Stacy Lane Road, it'll be an easy stop for you and your family. Call us today at 723-0665 to schedule appointments for your whole family.
Welcome back to Come On Home. This is Goosehead Joe, and we have just about...
Another foreign romantic gets me, but I've seen it all. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Drank whiskey for his liver. He smoked cigarettes for his lungs. He loved the women for his ego. He died around her 21. He never worked down at the sawmill. He couldn't stand that bright sunshine. He lived 21 years in his life. It was 1,000 in his time. It was a night when the blues had hit him. He must have drank 3/5 of rum. He got mad as hell when I told him he'd never live past 21. Well, if a man ever hit me harder, well, I don't know where or when. He picked me up off of the bar floor. He said, I'd like to be your
That's the way I used to be. But since I met you, baby, love got a hold on me. Ooh, it's got a hold on me now. Yeah. I can't let go of you, baby. I can't stop loving you now.
A small town blonde haired beauty. She had heaven in her eyes and could light up a room when she walked into view. She was the prettiest girl in my school, and I knew she'd never give me the time of day. No girls like her never looked twice my way. She was out of my league. Oh, but that was all right with me, 'cause I loved her from a distance, like an angel watching from afar. Oh, I never had the nerve to mention the fire burning in my heart. I knew a boy like me never would have stood a chance, so I did the best I could, and I loved her from a distance. The homecoming dance of our senior year, I finally got my courage up enough to overcome my fears. I would have asked her to dance, but her boyfriend never gave me a chance. Every step of every song they swung the night away, and I wish I could have wrapped my arms around her waist and told her how I cared. Instead, I only stood there and stared. But I kept loving her from a distance, like an angel watching from afar. I never had the nerve to mention the fire burning in my heart. Oh, I knew a boy like me never would have stood a chance, so I did the best I could, and I loved her from a distance. Saw her first time in years, and my heart skipped a beat when she came walking near in those faded blue jeans. She's still the prettiest girl I've seen, and much to my surprise, she said hello and that she loved listening to me singing on the radio. I said, that's a funny, funny thing, you're in every song I sing. Yes, I've been loving you from a distance since you were only 17. But I never had the nerve to mention the feelings flowing inside me.
I knew a boy like me never would have stood a chance. So I poured my heart into the music that I made. And I kept loving you from a distance. Oh, and now we have a storybook romance. And I know one thing's for sure. This love can go the distance.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Welcome back to Come On Home. This is Goosehead Joe, and we have just about reached the end of our time for today. Again, I want to thank my guest, Randall Christopher, and for telling us about all the great things that the school district is working on, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing more out of the district as we move forward. They're obviously trying really hard to make communication better and let everybody out there know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. So really appreciate him, and I appreciate you. Thanks for listening, and we definitely we wouldn't be on the air without you. Want to say another big thank you to the sponsors of Come On Home, Citizens Guarantee Bank, and White House Clinics. We would not be on the air without you. So make sure when you're seeing those folks to drop a little extra line and tell them thanks for your sponsorship of Come On Home. And as for me, I'm out of here. I hope you have a great week, and stay safe out there. And I tell you what, let them know that Joe sent you. Be kind to yourself and be kind to one another. We'll see you later, everybody.
How could life be so cold? Where did all the water go that my boat was floating on yesterday? Has my ship run aground, or have I finally found that the ocean I was on was just a bay? And as I stand here on the shore, I can hear the ocean roar. The tide's gone out, I'm stranded on my own. Not in love, not a friend, but on God I can depend to show me the light and safely lead me home. And I'll sing those old songs again, and I'll thank the Lord for every place I've been. And I'll start my life anew some sweet day, singing praise the Lord for showing me the way. Singing praise the Lord for showing me the way.
This news report is brought to you by Whitaker Bank, with offices in Stanton, Clay City, and Campden.